Egy perc már. Egy olyan lesz, hogy mindent is utálok szó. We talked the same in line 2-1, we don't have it 2-1, just for more for planning purposes. And welcome everybody, and welcome our guests at the corner. This is Miss Kuman.
Honorable Oscar Matapa is on his way there.
Thank you, Chair. My colleague and Charles Bennett will go to attend to another meeting.
And
Honorable
Linda also provided this in the approach. She wants to be able to join us. Okay. Takes care of which we are operating. Thank you. Discussions on that have to be followed up. I think the way we're going to do it, let's not have too lengthy discussion. We identify an issue, and you say it should be followed up, and that's how it should be followed up, and that's how it should be followed up. That's all right, what we're doing. And the length of the meeting is going to depend on how we conduct it ourselves. So I think that should be the approach. I asked the team here to help us identify those things. Who's going to do that on that? Sifiso. And you also know other things, other members.
Thank you, Honorable Chairman. Honorable members, good morning. Honourable members, I hope all of you will have this document in front of you with the social document you are going to talk about. Basically, honourable members, in that dialogue box that is sitting on page 1 of the document, it's just a reminder of the key, of the strategic objectives of this committee. As a member, honourable members, every time the committee must in the strategic plan, which we have not done at the moment because we are dependent on Parliament on the strategic plan. So we are dependent on the office of the Speaker. So basically, in dialogue box 1, if you have read the room, I'm not going to read it. It was just the objective of the strategic plan, not the previous one. But it ends in 2019, because it was 2014 to 2019, which means when we're coming back in January, effectively we don't have we need to do it. We need to find a space in our program to do it. And then in 1.1, we're saying basically, as a committee, we don't have like entities specifically reporting to us. But what happens is that whenever we feel the need, there are spending issues that need to be addressed, every entity of government or any department comes to this committee. In page 2, what I remember is in page 2, 1.2, we are just setting the functions of the committee as stated in the Money Bills Amendment Act, that in section 4, subsection 3 of the Act, we consider spending issues, amendments, retention of revenue bill, appropriation bill, supplementary appropriation and adjustment appropriations bill, the recommendation of the Fiscal Commission, including those referred to in the intergovernmental fiscal framework. We report on any expenditure published by the National Treasury, which are the Section 82 reports, in any other related matter. So basically, in paragraph 3, we are just explaining that the Constitution requires that in every year, the Division of Revenue Act determine the equitable division of revenue rates nationally between the national government, the nine provinces. I'm sorry, this list has been updated. It's no longer 278 municipalities. I think we're in the data about 250 something. And then section 213 of the Constitution, which is the second last paragraph, the Constitution provides that money may be withdrawn from the national revenue fund only in terms of the allocations by an act of parliament, which means these are the processes, honourable members, who will pass the budget that are required by the Constitution, and the parliament refers all of these to articles of origin. And when we go to page 3, honourable members, I'm assuming it's my old members, the family members, so I will just go just quick. On page 3, honourable members, I will just go to number 2, on the key outstanding matters that we need to follow up as a committee. Well, remember, we have categorized these outstanding matters based on the key things that we did as a committee. And then what is it that we said we want to follow up as such? Number one, we had to pass the appropriations bill when the committee was constituted in around June. And then in July, we had to pass the appropriations bill. Bill number 6 of 2009, which is the section 17.7b. Honourable members, what we said in that bill we needed to do, we said that the Minister of Finance and the Minister of Transport must take steps to make sure that the passenger railway agents of South Africa develops adequate capacity to spend its allocated budget on capital projects such as railway maintenance and renewal and stock renewal, which is the locomotives. Honourable members, you will also remember that this point was also is also relevant. We will find it also during the adjustment budget process where we call the BRASA. So now, if we are saying in as a recommendation in that report, we said the Minister of Transport must take steps, then at some point, the Minister of Transport and the Minister of Finance must come to report to this committee. What are those steps that have been taken? How far are we? Because this is a matter that we get within July. So we expect that there should be movement in that space in that capacity development initiative where the committee instructed the minister, recommended to the minister. So we need to get a progress on that thing. The second bullet with regards to the appropriations being honourable members, we said the Minister of Finance and the Minister of Transport should come up with an alternative funding mechanism for the GFF project, how the employee improvement project, the ETOL. But the ETOLS program of government is Gauteng. Yeah. So the Minister of Finance and the Minister of Transport. So honourable members, when we come back, I believe when we do these recommendations, it will not be good for the committee to pass the 2020 appropriations bill without getting any report on what we recommended in the previous bill. Well, otherwise it becomes a PR exercise and we need to do recommendations. We do recommendations. So at some point before we reach that stage in July again next year, we should have received a report on the housing flowway improvement project. Because this is the committee that recommended that. And then we need to follow up on the recommendations. We go to page 4, honourable members. After the appropriations bill that we passed in July, we referred with the special appropriations bill, the B10 of 2019 reprint, the section 77 again. That was the ESCOM bill, honourable members. Part of the recommendation we sent, the Minister of Finance should ensure that stringent conditions be attached to the special appropriations bill of 59 billion. To ensure the sustainability and financial viability of this scope. The minister must brief the committee by the end of November 2019. We have been had a brief on these conditions, honourable members, which means, it's because we didn't have time in our programs, assuming that the Minister of Finance was prepared if he was to be called, because this recommendation, they have it when we passed the bill. So when we said end of November, the expectation is that we have to see movement around the state. So, which means these are the issues that we need to start with, if I can recommend in general, to say, Minister, we are now going to February on the 2020 budget, national budget, but we said on the ESCOM matter, we requested that you put stringent conditions. Where are those conditions? Which are those? Come to council with us. Tell us. So we said also, some of the conditions should be contained in the 2020 appropriation bill, which means, honourable members, before the budget, the minister should brief the committee and take the committee into confidence. That's to say, which are those conditions that are going to be on the 2020 appropriations bill as a recommendation of this committee? The minister briefed the committee on the proposed regulation and further conditions prior to the introduction of the 2020 appropriations bill. It's more related to the last point. National Treasury consider alternative means of funding this form rather than through paying out and government guarantees towards long-term sustainability. What I remember, you remember, in the MGBPF, the Minister of Finance, when he announced on the amount that has been appropriated for this form, he said, those funds are dependent on the ability of ESCOM to raise funds from the financial market. Should ESCOM fail to raise funds from the financial market, on top of that which has been appropriated by the committee, the finance minister will have to intervene, or government will have to intervene again. Which means what he was saying, he was cautioning the committee that there is a possibility that we might have to deal with other appropriations to this home. So now, if that is the case, when we are saying National Treasury must consider alternative means, before even we are confronted with that stage, then it means we have to engage with the Minister of Finance to say, Minister, where are you? What are the funding options that you consider for this home so that we run away from this bailout kind of thing, so my Parliament has to respond quickly because money is needed. The Minister of Public Enterprise, what the appropriations bill on the world? Good.
Okay. Why don't we take a 10 minute break and allow all members to grab a cup of tea? So then we'll continue from 2.2.2.